We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
To the Dialpad guest line we go. Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, 95.7 The Game football insider. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, can you believe it? 2-0, and it looks like a juggernaut on offense.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting to see the Niners, get that second win under their belt. And I have to make a comment, though. You said look to the sky, not to the dirt. But a lot of good things come from the dirt. What do you think about that?
I let Lowe handle that. Lowe's from the Central Valley. He grew up on a farm. I figured that's his area of expertise.
He's our dirt expert, Jerry. Yeah, absolutely right.
He's our soil
guy. The soil, the almonds, the plants, and the fruit, and it comes from the dirt. You're right. The soil, it grows those things. So, yes, it works hand in hand. But the sun up above, it brings. Anyway, Jerry, as I digest.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Let's go. Okay. Jerry, Deebo Sanders, what do you think about Deebo Samuels? How was he? What did he show you in game two? Is this a guy that we should get behind? Is this going to be a true number one? What did you see for this guy?
Well, I think he's starting to move into that starting slot now. You know, he's starting to get more reps. And what I like about him is his physicality. I mean, this guy, you know, once he catches the football, you know, he's almost like a running back. And he wants to punish people. So, you know, he's a key component of their offense right now. I think he's loving the opportunity, and he's only going to get better.
Samuel, Goodwin, Mostert, all with receiving touchdowns.
Yeah.
You have to tip the cap to Kyle Shanahan. What did you think of the creativity with which he called plays yesterday, Jerry?
Oh, man, it was like, wow, we should give him an Oscar, man, to be honest with you. And that one with Marquez Goodwin, where Marquez looked like he was going to, you know, just come down the line and block, then he slid out. It was almost like pitch and catch. It was like they were just in practice, and he was so wide open, and with Jimmy G, he just had to deliver the football, and he did that. So the creativity on offense, you know, what the defense is doing, you know, I don't want to jump the gun, but, man, I'm starting to feel it a little bit. You know, I feel like, you know, in two games, these guys are looking – really, really like contenders.
Jerry Rice joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What's going to need to improve in order for them to push the envelope the whole way? And by the whole way, I mean get to the playoffs. We're not going to talk about the Super Bowl in this program. There's a lot of work to be done. But the idea of getting to the playoffs, from what you've seen, where do they need to improve?
I think, you know, they just got to not have as many turnovers. And you know, Jimmy G, he had an interception yesterday, but he really managed the game well, you know, with 297 yards and three touchdowns. He got his playmakers into the ball game where they could make plays. Defense, you know, they jumped. They stood up. Alexander, he had an interception. That's like four interceptions, you know, for the Niners already, which is unbelievable compared to last year. I think they might have to just go back and they have to practice in Youngstown. That's what they have to do. They have to stay at that Holiday Inn. They have to eat ice cream, and they just have to just focus on football. And if they do that, man, you know, I feel like they have a great chance of, you know, winning the Super Bowl.
Jerry, you guys had some success in your years playing there, Super Bowl against that team, Cincinnati. It always seemed like the Niners play pretty good there. The running game, when you look at Mostert and what he was doing and Jeff Wilson and you saw Breida, what do you think about going over 200 yards with three guys that are just supposed to be guys? Is it more system or are they good players? How do you evaluate the running game?
I think the running game is about you run by committee. And whoever is in there, you know, I think those running backs have take it on themselves to say, hey, look, we're going to, you know, establish the game. We're going to control it. We're going to, you know, run the ball, get positive yards. And if we do that, that's going to open up that passing game. And whoever is behind, Jimmy G, I'm sure they have confidence in that person that they can get positive yards. And they look really good right now, and they just have to keep it up. And, I think they feed off each other, which is good. And I always like competition, even in that wide receiver, category and stuff like that. You know, you need individuals to push you, and I think that's what you're seeing with the running backs, and they only going to get better.
And you see the tight end George Kittle, who's been the big receiving threat, yet only 3 catches on 3 targets yesterday, but you see what he's doing in the run game, Jerry. How fun is that as an offensive player to be out there in a run-heavy set and go out there and be able to dominate defenders like Kittle was in the blocking?
Yeah, I think the thing is, man, when a receiver or a tight end can, smash someone in the mouth, it feels good. Yeah, we like to catch the football. We like to score touchdowns. But we also like to open up opportunities, for our teammates. And I think that's what's happening with Kittle right now. And he's going to get this opportunity. He's going to get his opportunity to catch more footballs and score much more touchdowns, because you got other phases of this offense, just making plays from the wide receivers to the running backs. So it's almost like it's going to be one of those where you pick your poison. And once you start trying to take those receivers out, or you start bringing more people down into the box to try to stop that running game, it's going to open up Kittle, where it's going to give him opportunities.
Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. It wasn't all good news yesterday. Joe Staley, left tackle extraordinaire, lost for what they're saying is 6 to 8 weeks with a broken left fibula. Hopefully he can get back as soon as possible. But how do you adjust? How do you compensate for an injury like this? It's the left tackle. It's one of the most important positions on the field. Jimmy's going to have to get that ball out of his hands in a hurry.
Yeah, but it's next man up. Next man up, that's it. We wishing that Joe Staley can get back as quickly as possible, because we know he's a key component of that offense. But it's next man up. And that guy is going to have to, fulfill that role, because, Jimmy G probably could get the ball out of his hands just a little quicker. But, right now, I think he's making good assessments downfield, and whenever you have a quarterback that can look downfield, hold on to the ball just a little bit longer, what it's going to accumulate to is big plays. So, next guy up, just let Jimmy G continue doing what he's doing, and we'll see where the team goes.
Jerry, when you watch the play calling and the play design, are you more impressed with the play design or play calling? You alluded to Goodwin, how he came open. The call actually had a linebacker trying to cover him. What is it? What is Shanahan doing to put his receivers, making it look like, 12 personnel got the receiver in a tight end position, to get them matched up with the linebackers, or getting guys confused? Did you love being in that situation? What is it Shanahan's doing that's causing that?
I think it's that run pass option, and when you got, when you got the entire offense so bunched up, it makes things real difficult for the defense, because these guys, they're in small quarters. You're not sure where everybody's going to go. If a receiver should go across field, it's going to be more difficult because you got a small little narrow line that you can run through. So it makes things a little bit more congested, and I think that's the reason why, with Kyle Shanahan, he's being so creative right now. Run someone all the way across field. It's going to be hard to cover that guy man-to-man. You're going to have to go through traffic coming from the other side, and I think that's why, with Marquez Goodwin, that's why he became so wide open, is because it was a man-to-man situation.
On the second touchdown, it was a blitz beater to Mostert. Richard Sherman talked after the game about staying humble despite being 2-0. How tough is it, Jerry, when you're off to a good start? Is it to keep your head down and continue working and not get caught up in your press clippings?
Yeah. But if you got veterans, and just like what Richard Sherman said, you're 2-0, but, you still got a ways to go. And now you have the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up. So, they're 2-0 for the first time since 2012. So that is pretty cool. But hey, look, we got to keep winning football games. And I don't think they're going to buy into the Kool-Aid right now. You know, they feel like they have more to offer. And, you know, you just look at the intensity on that defense, on that football field, you know, what they're doing. So this year, you know, I think this team feels like they have a legitimate chance of doing something special. And it's going to have to happen game by game. You can't look down the road. You got to respect everybody. But you got to have confidence in yourself that, hey, look, we are the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to do something special this year, and we're going to leave everything on the football field.
Jerry, that's an excellent point. It brings me to my final question. We were looking ahead at the schedule, December 8th. It could be a very, very critical matchup. It's in New Orleans against the Saints. New Orleans is known for being a good time. We were wondering, do you think the radio station should send us down there? We're thinking about going, supporting the team, covering the game. Do you think that would be a good idea? After all, you are the greatest of all time.
No, I don't think that would be a good idea to see you guys. You know, because I don't think you guys can stay focused on detail and what you have to do, because New Orleans is New Orleans. And the food and Bourbon Street and all of that, you might get distracted. And
Jerry.
So I think we should keep you guys at home, you know, where I can watch you guys and make sure you guys stay on point.
I mean,
as much as I hate him,
it's
an accurate answer.
Well, I mean, does he deserve the boot track for that? Yes. I mean, we were hoping for the GOAT.
You have to admit, it was sort of believable, right? But
Jerry, it's 100% accurate. I think it's 100% accurate.
Jerry,
I hate the answer, but it's accurate.
Yeah, but if you guys going to New Orleans, I'm going to New Orleans with you guys.
Let's go.
Okay, all right.
All right,
Jay,
let's do it.
Now it's official.
Jay. We'll do it.
They're all getting us first-class tickets. Jerry, you're in. Since you're going first class, we're staying wherever you want, Jerry. Let's make it happen.
See, you're trying to use me now. You know I'm going to get first class, so you're going to just try to jump on that bandwagon, right?
Duh.
Thank
Jerry,
you, Uncle
just,
Jerry.
Jerry, just let it happen. Let it happen, Jerry.
Jerry, let's go. We're going to go get crazy.
3-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, 95.7 The Game football insider, the great Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time. 2-0. Hopefully by this time next week when we're speaking, the Niners are 3-0.
Yeah, guys, I'm telling you, though, it's the ice cream and the Holiday Inn, guys. That's the secret, okay?
There it is, ice cream and Holiday Inn.
Beautiful stuff.
I'm sure they have both in New Orleans, ice cream and Holiday Inn. Uncle Jerry, I can't wait. See you in New Orleans, Jerry.
All right, got you. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.